Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
An inmate at the Dauphin County Prison will stand trial on charges that he gave an envelope to a prosecutor that contained only fecal matter. On Monday, Rasheem Drummond of Harrisburg waived his preliminary hearing on charges of aggravated harassment by a prisoner. Records state that Drummond was being held in prison on $100,000 bail for a robbery in Harrisburg, and he is representing himself in the case.
I was looking in the envelope, but there was nothing but poop in it.
As a result of the new charge, a judge ordered Drummond to be held without bail because he constitutes a threat to community. Well, Drummond handed the prosecutor an envelope purported to be a letter regarding pretrial matters.
Look at this. I think you'll like it.
When the envelope was opened by the prosecutor in court, it was found to contain only fecal matter. According to the district attorney's office.
This was just presented to me, Your Honor. It's an envelope full of poop. And you point? Ew!
Yeah, so he's going to face some charges over handing a envelope full of poop to the prosecutor.
You would think you'd get poop on the outside of the envelope in the process.
He handled it very
delicately. Yeah.
Police in East Tennessee arrested a man who fought them in his underwear and cowboy boots at a Walmart.
Of course!
Jacob Bradley Hodge was charged with public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest.
I'm here to get 4C batteries.
Police were responding to a report of a fight at the Walmart when officers were confronted by Hodge, who was screaming and cursing while clad in just his underwear and cowboy boots.
You bastards!
Police tried to get Hodge to go home with his friends, but he became belligerent and started to walk away. Officers said that he grabbed...
I'm wearing clothes. You can't see my hiney hole.
An officer said he grabbed Hodge's arm, but the man resisted, and Hodge then hit the officer in the face as patrolmen attempted to handcuff him.
Seriously, Walmart is where the action is.
It's where it is.
It clearly is.
By the way, allow me to take this moment to plug Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots.
Yes.
And our contest, which is available for your voting at PrestonandSteve.com. If you have not done it as of yet, make sure that you do it now. And thank you to Cowtown.
Rodeo.
Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters and Cowtown Rodeo for being our sponsors. Alrighty. A plane en route from Ibiza to Belfast was forced to divert when a passenger caused a bit of an issue on board by playing with a sex doll in front of horrified children. The boozed-up creep, part of a stag party, was verbally abusive when he was refused alcohol during the flight.
Oh, yeah.
A fellow passenger who was flying with their hubby and four-month-old baby said the man's group was quite rowdy when it boarded the aircraft. The captain introduced himself and gave a really stern warning and reiterated that only alcohol bought on board could be consumed on flight and duty-free can't be consumed. After taking off from the Mediterranean island off of Spain on Friday afternoon, the pilot warned passengers that he would land in Barcelona if the unruly behavior persisted.
Don't stop it with that $6. I'll land this plane right in Barcelona.
When the disruptive behavior escalated later with the blow-up sex doll, the crew...
I don't care if it has an incredibly accurate mouth.
The crew diverted to France and landed in Toulouse, where the man was met by police and eventually banned by the airline for life, so he can no longer fly with them.
Please put down your "I can't believe it's not a living vagina doll."
In St. Paul, Minnesota, a raccoon was causing a stir on social media Tuesday afternoon after it started scaling an office building, reaching up to 23 stories.
Whoa.
Before stopping to groom itself and apparently take a nap on a ledge.
Yeah, it was all the way up. A freaking raccoon.
It was crazy. The raccoon was stranded on the ledge of Town Square building near the skywalk over 7th Street for 2 days. So building maintenance got it off the ledge on Tuesday morning. But rather than heading down, the raccoon started scaling the building next door.
Yeah.
This thing loves heights.
Yeah, it loves to climb.
The raccoon has now made its way to 23 stories up the exterior of the UBS Financial Services building. At one point, a small crowd had gathered on the street to see what would happen next. Now, I didn't see the eventual ending of this and the follow-up to what had happened with the raccoon and where he is or what he's doing.
Yeah, I haven't heard any updates. But you look at the building and you have to wonder, how is it scaling?
Yeah.
Something that basically has no crevices to grab a hold of.
It looks like it has a rough texture to it.
Maybe,
so
yeah.
Maybe he's able to just grab on to little foot and handholds, but it's pretty crazy. Pornhub has taken a strong stance against deep fakes because the porn site understands that The machine learning generated videos that swap out performers' faces with someone else's are non-consensual. But
what is this? What is this site called again, Preston?
It's called Pornhub.
Hmm.
But a recent lawsuit accuses the company of running a person's face in an advertisement without their consent. Edward Kelly of Marlton, New Jersey, sued MindGeek, who is the owner of Pornhub, after a friend told him that his photo was on the site. In the selfie, Kelly is wearing a slightly sideways Pittsburgh Pirates cap and holding up a fan of $100 bills, and the ad copy next to his photo reads, "Make $725 a day like me and see how I get it."
Wow.
The lawsuit claims Kelly took and owned the photo of himself, and the suit asserts that someone on Pornhub's advertising team found the photo and used it without Kelly's consent. The suit claims that the photo has been featured on Pornhub for at least 6 years.
Oh, my God.
And that people seeing it could reasonably believe that Kelly intentionally consented to Pornhub's use of his image. Pornhub sent Gizmodo a statement, said, "Although we don't generally comment on proceeding before courts, we would like to clarify that Pornhub did not create the ad in question or banner ads or run through third-party networks on which advertisers directly place their content." This guy Kelly is suing for more than $3 million, by the way.
Preston, I think you might have a lawsuit.
I'm on Pornhub.
You're on Pornhub, and yours is a video.
I'm proud that I'm on Pornhub, to be honest. I thought it was kind of cool.
Did I forget what the video is?
It's me hosing down Jen from our Totally Office Calendars boobies.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, yep, it was when we were shooting a calendar.
But it's, you're super well lit. The video quality is excellent.
Absolutely. All right. Let's see. One last story. A 26-year-old man was naked when deputies said he broke into a home and fought with residents on Friday evening. Maurice Castanedo was arrested on a charge of burglary and aggravated battery. Residents called a report that an unknown naked man had broken into their house. He either opened or climbed over the back gate and then went through an unlocked door to enter the residence. He started yelling at the victim and apparently he, quote, bowed up as if to fight the occupants. And a resident threw
I've had enough!
Castanedo out of the home. Castanedo grabbed a rake and struck the resident several times, deputy said, inflicting puncture wounds and breaking the rake into pieces. The occupant then took a hammer from their pickup truck and chased Castanedo down the driveway and struck him three times.
Listen, I don't mind a near-naked guy in cowboy boots outside of Walmart, but this guy...
When you get a rake involved...
It's, it gets bloody.
Sheriff's dog tracked Castanedo down to a nearby area. He was arrested. He refused to answer deputies' questions. He's being held in the county jail. They say alcohol may have played a role, Steve.
That seems a little hard to believe.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
One Florida man wanted tenants out of an apartment off the garage of his home.
Florida man. Florida man.
What were these tenants doing?
Well, so I don't really know, but he wanted them out. So he went along with his pal's plan to get them out by using a bomb. Nathan Martin and Bruce Steffenhagen admitted to setting off a pair of acid bombs, which are homemade bombs involving 2-liter plastic bottles and common household materials, to create noise and a ruckus.
Create a ruckus. Scare them, get them on out of there so you can get it back.
After they were arrested last week, Martin...
We live in Florida!
...is still in jail on a charge of throwing or projecting explosives, and Steffenhagen posted $15,000 bond. Both live with Steffenhagen's 86-year-old father, Jack Steffenhagen, in a house owned by Jack's Living Trust.
Old bastard won't die.
Police were called to the house after neighbors heard two explosions. According to the arrest reports, Bruce greeted deputies with the claim that he heard the explosions but knew not from whence they came.
I know not from whence they came.
Steffenhagen then led them into his backyard through the garage. And the arrest report says...
Pretty sure. Why are you responding to this very domicile?
The explosive device team and the fire rescue hazmat team figured acid bombs had been exploded and analysis fortified by materials they saw out in the garage.
What a couple of goobers. Look at this picture.
I know. Goobers. A neighbor said she heard the explosions and looked out the window to see Steffenhagen and another white male in the backyard. While deputies began asking Steffenhagen to come with them, he quickly gave up Martin. Martin admitted...
He did it!
Martin admitted Bruce was attempting to kick two occupants out of an apartment in the back of the garage. An acid bomb should scare them out, the two figured. Martin used aluminum foil, muriatic acid, and 2-liter Dr. Pepper bottles to make an acid bomb.
So in the backyard, I'm making little soldiers out of pipe cleaners, and here he comes. He says he's got to scare people out of his house.
Which he threw into a neighbor's yard before mixing and shaking, and then they blew up. And
Looks like the one guy caught some shrapnel in his face.
Yeah, it does. He's got marks all over his face. Well, at first, Kate Boyle thought that a botter.
Move along.
Kate Boyle thought that the bottle of a clear soda called Not See Soda on a Utah grocery store shelf looked something fun for an upcoming gathering with friends. And then she did a double take. I looked at it and I thought, wait a minute. This is Nazi cola, not Nazi cola. It's spelled.
It's not. So there is a C cola.
Yeah, it's Nazi. Nazi. As in, it's clear. You don't see.
But it's Nazi cola.
It's Nazi cola. along with the name, the black eagle on the label resembles the former German coat of arms, she said.
Wow.
And she said, it's not just a mistake or me being sensitive. It's definitely racist. Boyle posted Monday on Twitter that she was shocked and horrified and calling on the Macy's grocery store chain to stop selling the drinks. The chain replied on Twitter that it was pulling the drinks from its shelves. This item was not approved on corporate level, they said. Macy's grocery store also dropped Orthodox juice, a grape juice with an image of a man in Orthodox Jewish attire on the label.
You got to be kidding me. They didn't pick this out when they were stocking the shelves with it?
And Lemonade, a lemonade-based soda, both also distributed by Real Soda of Utah. It's not the first time that Nazi cola has prompted an outcry. In April, Macy Moon posted on Facebook that she was very disappointed to see something so tasteless come from a Utah company. But Real Soda of Utah replied in a comment on her post that, quote, we respect and understand that everyone has differing senses of humor. Our goal is to provide a wide variety of sodas and flavors that everyone can enjoy. Some people commenting on Moon's post also found the name offensive, while others called it just a joke. Nazi cola can also be purchased online at Amazon, where most of the reviews focus on comparing the taste to Crystal Pepsi. So,
I was never a big Crystal Pepsi fan.
I don't know if I tried it once or twice, and that might have been it, but it didn't really do much for me.
Regular Pepsi's great.
Indian police have arrested 16 people after two men became the latest victims of hysteria over WhatsApp rumors of child kidnappers. The men had stopped to ask directions in northeastern Assam state when they were beaten to death by a large mob. Rumors of child kidnappings are spreading across India over WhatsApp and have already led to the deaths of 7 other people in the past month alone.
So they just asked for directions. What was the indicator that they might have been molesters?
They thought they looked
just
like...
Just guessed.
No, they thought they looked like these guys that are being passed off as child kidnappers. So,
wow.
The two latest victims have been identified as Nilatalpa Das and Abhijit Nath. And police say the pair were attacked when they stopped at a village to ask for directions. Residents reportedly believe that they were kidnappers that they had been warned about on WhatsApp. A video of the attack went viral over the weekend where one of the men can be seen pleading for his life. And on Sunday, students and activists filled the streets to protest the killings. People are citing a video that's being spread that purportedly shows a child being abducted in Bangalore where two people were killed last month. A local BBC correspondent was shown the video on his mobile phone. In it, two men on a motorcycle pull up to a group of children. One of them grabs a child and they ride off. But the video is not real. It's not even from India. An unedited version of the video shows that it's a child safety film from Pakistan designed to create awareness.
And it's getting people killed.
Yeah, so these guys, because of the way it's being shared, so these guys were beaten to death. It's just absolutely horrible. All right, a lighter story to end the bizarre file with. Domino's Pizza.
Yeah!
Is now filling in potholes in towns across the United States with the new Paving for Pizza initiative.
It's actually a brilliant idea, a marketing idea with some thought behind it.
The pizza chain announced on Monday that it will help smooth the ride home for deliveries by making pothole repairs in towns nominated by their customers.
And they're really doing it.
The Domino's president, Russell Wiener, said, "Have you ever hit a pothole and instantly cringed? We know that feeling is heightened when you're bringing home a carryout order from your local Domino's store. We don't want to lose any great tasting pizza to a pothole."
Wiener.
ruining a wonderful meal. So Domino's has already been working with four municipalities to help repair potholes on roads, including Bartonville, Texas, Milford, Delaware, Athens, Georgia, and Burbank, California.
We need them here.
In Milford, Domino says it helped fix 40 potholes on 10 roads in 10 hours with four crew members.
That's love awesome. It.
And Domino's customers can nominate their town for pothole repairs on the Paving for Pizza website. And it selected their, if selected, God damn it. Their city will receive.
And where are the pictures of the potholes?
Funds to help repair roads so pizzas make it home safely.
Good job.
Okay. Professional broadcaster.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.